Time to Talk. Hey, Rifle, welcome. You are number one today. Frankie, hey, girl. And Miss Crazy, you are number three. And to anyone streaming on any other platform, welcome and thank you for joining. Much appreciated. Of another, what is it, Daylight Savings Week? Everybody trying to get used to a new time, or at least I am. To tell your mom and dad, thank you so much for the birthday gift. Much, much appreciated. A huge surprise. Thank you. Oh, girl. That's okay. It was a huge surprise. I was not expecting it at all. And thank you. Thank your entire family. Okay, guys. So today I want to talk about dignity. And what is your dignity worth? And before I get started talking about dignity, I want to put in what one of the definitions of dignity is. Hold on a sec. Hold on. There we go. Okay, so dignity is supposed to be the quality or state of being worthy, honored, or esteemed. Okay, and some people also say the state of, let me put this other one in here. I like this one better because it has the word respect, but basically the same thing. Hold on. I can't do copy and paste today. All right. Okay, here we go. Hey, Brina, welcome. All right, so, and Miss Crazy says, dignity or ego, people seem to get those mixed up. Good point. Again, I like this one better. Dignity, the state or quality of being worthy of honor or respect. And respect is what I look at when it comes to dignity. And, you know, and I say, what is your dignity worth? Because and does anyone have the right to tell you to turn the other cheek? And I bring that up because, you know, right now, again, we are living in a society where people are being humiliated, people are being filmed, people are being, I mean, just it seems like on a daily basis. And when things happen to people, people tend to say, oh, you should turn the other cheek, you know, pick your battles, whatever. My dignity goes hand in hand with my respect for myself. And you guys have heard me say before that I have too much respect for myself because I do. You know, I was raised to respect yourself no matter what. You know, if you don't have respect for yourself, you know, how do you expect other people to respect you? And I think that's true. And that's how I raised my son. Blunt Ninja, welcome. You know, so, you know, people do confuse, like Miss Crazy says, ego with their dignity. But I do believe that you can spot someone who has a huge ego a lot faster than you can spot someone that has dignity. And I say that because some people have that dignity that's real mellow, real quiet. You know, you may have someone who's calling someone names or making fun of them just because they're not turning around, hollering, screaming, whatever. They just have that quiet dignity or that self respect. Where I think with ego, people tend to show it. People want you to see what they're about. People want you to see that I'm trying to say this. I know I don't like a lot of cursing on my show, but I'm just going to say it. Some people want, their ego is so huge that they want you to see that they are the shit. You know, like you know, I'm number one, you know, I'm this, I'm that, and they bloviate over and over and over, and they just want everybody to see them. Am I wrong? Let's see. You guys are talking hello. Oh, are you crazy? I'm sorry. Oh, boy, you got me laughing. Early, and that's good. Miss Crazy says she is a shit. Brina says, agree. I've heard it be called quiet strength before. I like that. You know, I mean, and then what is the definition of ego? Now that Miss Crazy threw in that variable. I love that word. Oh, okay. So here is the Google definition of ego. Hold on, crazy. Okay. So, hold on. Let me catch you again. I can't copy and paste and let people up at the same time. There we go. Okay. Ego, a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. So, Crazy. Welcome, Miss Crazy.
Howdy. I got like 20 minutes, so I thought if I could get a chance, then I should come up here and chat it out. So, that's why I'm saying earlier, egos are loud. You know what I mean? But there's... You're in huge variable territory, and I'm a perfect example, right? Because I got dignity, but see, when people look at me, when people judge me, first impressions, things like that, they have to tell me, you know, oh, you got a big old ego, big head, you're this, you're that stuff. That's not it. That's what you see, because either you're missing that or you do that yourself, one of the two. You know what I mean? But I have crazy dignity. I low key don't want, like, I don't have a big old puffed up ego. I don't think I'm over here telling you, yeah, I'm the shit. I say that all the time. That don't mean anything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't sit there and I'm not entitled. I don't think I'm better than none of that stuff. I don't have
but crazy, you can still be the shit, but not have an ego.
Or know when the ego is yours versus you putting it on other people. Like, you should have some type of ego, right? But it should be a dignified ego. It shouldn't be a like, I'm better than everybody else type of ego, or I'm all that because of this or whatever. You could think about yourself like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But stop acting like other people aren't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you act like you are, well, it's because it's me. Well, other people can be just the same. Okay. And because I'm telling you, people come up to me with big old giant egos. I like to slap that all down. I absolutely like, because most people come at me like if I'm going to be on their side. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, ooh, she like me because she, this, no, I'm going to humble you real quick. It's not going to happen. Like, that's not how I am. I'm not egotistical. I don't have a big head. Whatever I think about myself is what I think about, because nobody else's opinion matters.
Okay, and my dignity
isn't, huh? Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go.
No, I was just going to say my dignity is private. It's not even private. Dignity is runs along the same for me as integrity. It's not something that you can really show, because you're supposed to be like integrity, same between in public as you are between or behind closed doors, right? Because, but then nobody sees you, so the definition is moot. And anyways, but like dignity has there's so many variables when it comes to that, right? Because you want to have your dignity, but when do you realize that not giving up whatever that is part of your ego and not your dignity?
Okay. So that's okay. So I guess that's the that's where I say, when people say turn the other cheek, because I have someone who constantly tells me, you need to pick your battles. Is that the hill you want to die on? And I always respond to this person, you know, I don't care what other people think. I don't think that's my ego coming out. I think it's truly, it's like, again, I respect myself too much to worry about what other people think of me, worry about what other, as long as I'm not hurting anyone else, you know, right. don't worry about me. So when people say turn the other cheek, are you basically telling that person, well, put your dignity to aside, let people run all over you.
Sometimes, because
people may say this is a battle that you're not going to win. I don't look at everything I do as a battle. I just look at me living my life from day to day and me just doing what I'm doing. If you disagree with me or if you don't like it, that's fine. But don't tell me to turn the other cheek when someone has already screwed me on this side. You want me to turn the other cheek so they can screw me on the other? And I'm supposed to silently say okay.
I use pick your battles sometimes, but I use that for my own situations. Like, I look back and I go, okay, well, is this worth my energy? Now, sometimes I might use my energy just, you know, put it out there. I'm like, all right, well, I said I wasn't going to, but I'm gonna go ahead and address this, because I either think I'm about to clown somebody, or I'm just about to just, you know, whatever I need to burn off the energy on. And that's only if I have spare, which I normally don't, because my energy runs along with my patience.
But that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me.
I wouldn't tell somebody else.
Right. Is your choice to choose, you know, pick your battles. However, that's your choice to decide how you are going to move forward. It's not for someone else to say to you, turn the other cheek.
No.
Because I could be wrong. You all can disagree with me or not, but I see people who consistently turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. And then one day you look at these people and they're just lost. They don't even know who they are anymore because they've let other people dictate to them how they should react.
Because they can't trust nobody. You can't trust nobody. If you constantly turn the other cheek and you don't set boundaries and you don't chastise people for things that they do, you know what I'm saying, to you. But like telling somebody else, turn the other cheek. Now, I'll take this. I've given advice before, asked advice, and I said, well, but see, I always preface that with, if it was me, this is what I would do. This is how I handled it, or this is whatever. I'm not going to tell somebody how they should handle it. What I'm going to say is, this is what I would do. This is my advice. You could take it or leave it. If it was me, I'd just say, oh, well, do I really want to bark up that tree? For me, barking up any tree is, how long am I going to entertain this? Because the amount of energy I give to something is directly related to how long I'm going to give a damn. And that's usually not very long. Or if I'm gonna see you again, or whatever. That's why I said we're barking up a whole lot of variable tree when it comes to all this, you know.
So, do you think? Let me ask this. Okay, let me. I'm trying to see how I want to put this. Do you think people are born with dignity, or do you think it's something that they get in life? Do you think that their parents can beat it out of them? When I say beat out of them, I don't mean physically, even though some parents probably do. But but do you think that if you grow up where you're in a household where everything is just so oppressive and what have you, you won't have dignity as much as someone who grew up in a household where they're told to, you know, when you walk out, look people in the eye, do this, do that, shake, you know, give a firm handshake, as opposed to those people who constantly are walking around with their head down because, you know, they don't have any, I guess. Is dignity the same as self-confidence?
Oh, shit. Sorry. No. And no, because... Ooh-wee. So I kind of put dignity and respect in the same category, right? So like, I don't think you can have it inherited. I think that it's something you build or have or feel or you mimic, right? Somebody else that you knew of there, maybe you don't know what it's called, but you're practicing it. Right? Oh, you saw somebody else that had dignity or integrity or whatever it is, and you mimic that behavior. Or you had, like, my dad taught me all about respect, you know, how when it needs to be earned and not given type of thing. You know, not everybody's supposed. My dad instilled a lot of this into me, not always in the best terms, but, you know, lessons and advice and watching him, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't think you can have it. I don't think it's something that you can have. I don't think it's like either you do or you don't. It's, you could have it and lose it. You might, it's a dignity is something, but it, oh man, you're killing me with this. So dignity like goes right along with self-esteem too. Like if you have low self-esteem, you're not going to have much dignity because you're not going to care about that. Just like you don't care about yourself. You're going to let people take that from you. Not you. I mean, you're giving it away. You're going to let people take that dignity from you as its definition.
So is self-confidence the same as dignity?
Not exactly. Because you can be self-confident and still let people take your dignity, or you think they're taking your dignity, because people can take that in different forms. It's not always your body. It could be, you know what I mean, your mind or your soul. It could be something that you.
I'm talking about anything, body, mind, soul, whatever.
So it's not exactly the same as self. It's in the same category, but I think that you can have self-confidence and still have people take your, or you think people take your dignity. People mistake that for a lot because they're like, ooh, you lost your dignity. Sometimes I didn't lose my dignity. I just picked my battle, and I'm okay with my dignity. So it doesn't matter whether you think I lost my dignity or not. So it's, yes, it's in the same category, but you got a couple different forms. Self-respect and self-esteem is self. Dignity can have a couple different things. You can still have it, but have it taken away. Self-esteem, you can't have it taken away because that's your own shit. I mean, stuff.
Well, if you let, okay, but if you let other people take it, does that make you weak?
Nope. Because why did you let them take it? I guess that's for someone to evaluate themselves. You know, I mean, I do that all the time. I take situations that I'm in and maybe I thought I made a decision and I pick it apart and I ask myself, was that a weak move or was that just a move that I had to make because I just had to make it, regardless of dignity? I didn't even think of that in the equation, right? I thought about why does that matter? Does it or does it matter?
So should your dignity matter?
Sure. To yourself. Who cares what, because maybe in a situation there was something that you didn't think it was your dignity and someone else is like, ooh, you got your dignity taken. Are you going by what they said or how you felt?
And that's, and I guess that's where I'm coming full circle to when I say, you know, turn the other cheek. It's like, do we really care? It comes back to, do you really care what other people think? Do you really care? You know, because this word is something that we deal with on a daily basis, whether we're at work, whether we're engaging with our family, friends, whatever, you know, your dignity to me, people are using it or they're displaying. I guess that's the wrong word, but I think that's something that we deal with every single day because there's always going to be somebody during the course of your day that's going to push you, whether it be your boss or whether it be your child. You know, someone's going to try to push you, you know, so your dignity to me is always in play. Ellie, welcome. And Brina, let's see, Brina says, I think dignity is the ability to navigate an ugly situation with grace. When I think of self-esteem, it's surface level, like people being able to give a presentation without getting nervous. That's interesting.
You know, dignity is something that you want other people, most people want other people to think you have that, right? Because you don't want people, but it still comes down to how you feel about it. Because everything on the outside, someone could see something completely different than what you feel, period. Self-esteem, you can't make that. That's not somebody else's problem. Self-esteem is your problem. Dignity can be yours and somebody else's problem. Dignity can cross over. Like if someone said, give me a description about somebody, that's a descriptive word, right? So self-esteem is not. Low self-esteem is. High self-esteem is. Most people don't use that. Integrity, respectful, stuff like that. Dignity is like something that is just, and really honestly, I've not talked about that or heard that or heard anybody question it or bully anybody about it or anything because nobody thinks about that. They're not putting that because it's such a broad spectrum. Like it goes across a big, that's why I tell everybody that respect is number one for me because respect is the top tier. Everything underneath that is all respect, integrity, loyalty, and dignity, whatever, all comes with respect. And if you don't respect a person or yourself, any one of those are compromised.
And that is why I always say that I respect myself. I respect myself a lot. I don't think that's me showing an ego. That's just me, you know, just letting people know that whatever you guys want to say about me, whatever you guys want, you know, talk about me, whatever, you can say whatever you want because I respect myself too much. Where you cross the line is when you touch me. Then we got another problem. But
For sure.
But I do believe that respect, dignity, what's another, and integrity, I think they're all in the same column. Because I think that you do have to have a level of respect for yourself to have that dignity. Yes? No?
They're all overlapping. They're all overlapping. Every part of it's overlapping. But everything, the top of the chain is respect. And then everything else is a link, right? And at any time, there can be a weak link. But in order to know that, you gotta inspect and test and check. That's why every time I go back, we're always our worst critics, right? But you're supposed to also be your biggest hype person too. Not just your critic, you know what I'm saying? So like, I go back and I'll be like, and I'm real hard on myself. And that's why nobody bothers me, because people don't understand just how hard I really am on myself. So when other people say things about me and I'm like, I don't give a, they're like, oh, here comes your ego. No, because I really don't. Has nothing to do with my ego. It has everything to do with, you don't matter that much. I mean, let's just be real. You know, so you can't attack me on any level respectfully. It's just not going to work.
And I'm just going to say crazy. I'm with you right there 100% because there are some people who hate it when I say, because I don't care. And I usually say it like that, because I don't care. Because, you know, a lot of things is like, you know, some things are just so petty and just so not worth it. It's like, you know, I had somebody tell me the other day that they threw every insult that they could at me. I was like, okay. You know, it was like I had my Wonder Woman, what do you call it? Those bracelet things that she had on every time, you know, one came to me, I was like, ding, 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 ding. It's like, I don't care. You can insult me. You can do whatever you want to me. I don't care. You can say whatever you want, because it doesn't matter, because you don't matter.
Right.
What you're saying doesn't matter. That's because at the end of the day, I'm still who I am. I'm still going to think the way that I think, whether you like it or not. And while you're sitting there being petty, I have moved on down the road. You know, while you're complaining over that ice cream cone that fell on the ground and you're crying over it, I've gone over to the ice cream truck and I've gotten another one and I'm eating mine. You know, so, you know, and that's why I say, you know, with dignity, you know, that's why I say, can people take it? Can, or, you know, why do people let other people take it? You know, your
same
dignity, I mean,
take else. But no self-respect, no self-esteem, whatever you want to call it. Maybe they don't have it. It's such a long, like, why do we let people take, you know, our feelings from us? Why do we let people take, you know, anything really? You know, why do we give that to somebody else? Maybe because we don't think we have any use for it, or we don't think it's for whatever reason, you know, I mean, but, or whatever, there's something fundamentally wrong. There's a, somewhere in the chain, there's a weak link for whatever reason. Doesn't mean that maybe you weren't taught, maybe you don't understand, maybe you just need to find it, whatever it is, but it all comes down to how you feel about yourself. If you don't feel 100% about yourself, someone will always be able to take something from you. And you're going to let it, and you're going to, they may not even understand what they're doing, because you're not going to tell them either.
True. True. But I think that when people go so far out of their way to try to make you feel little, to try to belittle you, they're the ones who actually don't have any dignity or self-respect, or, you know, they're the ones that have the issue. So official welcome to Shy Lady, Shelby, Ellie, Roe, Crazy Lady, and D. Did I miss anybody? I did not officially verbally welcome. No, I didn't. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see. Rifle said something. Where is it? Miss Crazy had a coworker tell me she was going to make my life miserable. Then she challenged me and said, "You don't think I can?" Ooh, those are fighting words. She started crying when I told her she did not mean enough to me to make me miserable.
Uh-huh. And, you know, because her ego.
Right. So it's like you gonna play the big bad person who thinks they the shit. And then when somebody says, okay, I don't care, You know, you're gonna start crying. And then the crying, but then the crying things. I have to throw the Karen thing in here, because then the crying starts. It's like, seriously, you did not get your way because somebody put you in your place, and now you're gonna start crying. You're gonna pull that little fake crying shit. Sorry, nope, doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't. Tears, don't get me wrong, you know, whatever, but trust me, most of the time I'm just like, because if I don't care about you, I don't care. You cry all you want, but see, people need to say that to people, you see, like, you people need to be knocked down a little bit, not necessarily punched in their teeth, I mean, but there is a time and a place sometimes. But like, egos are loud and sometimes needs to be silenced, right? Dignities need to be, or respects and stuff like that need to be built up, but which one's happening more often?
No, you're absolutely right. And that is why I say that, you know, when people try to, you know, to me, when people purposely just sling stuff at you, trying to, you know, get digs in, or, you know, they're trying to make you feel less than. That's why, you know, again, and y'all have heard me say it over and over, I don't care. I don't care. To me, you know, it's like you are literally wasting your breath and wasting your time, because my dignity is still intact. My self-respect, my self-worth is still intact. I don't care what you think about me. Just don't touch me.
Some people don't believe that too. I've had people just like, they're like, you care. I'm like, you know what? And here's the thing. Like, call me whatever you want. Call me whatever you want. I have limits. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to avoid a situation for whatever reason. But then they're like, what happens is this draws out narcissistic behavior, and that all becomes, that's the other side of the puzzle, right? So you tell them whatever and they're just like, what do you mean? Of course I mean everything to you, or you know, you love me and all this other stuff. Like, come on, now you're a victim, right? Like, it always turns out if I'm mean to you because now you've made me be mean to you, you're trying to pull me out of my character so you can tell other people about, you see what I'm saying? Like, they're doing that on purpose to be able to when they say something about you, to be able to make that happen. So I'm letting somebody else pull me out of my character, right? So they could tell somebody else, you see what she said or what she did, but did you see what led up to that? Did you see that person started that mess? No, because I didn't go by and didn't go, she started it, you know, whatever. So there's so much when you get into talks like this, there's so much around it, because dignity specifically can be, it's not something just you can damage. Although you got to stop people from doing that. But that right there encompasses a whole lot of mess you don't want to talk about. That's a whole lot of variables.
No, and it is, but again, that's why I do like the definition where, you know, when they put in the respect thing, because as again, I'm gonna say it again, I respect myself too much to really care what anyone says about me.
And they say that you have a big ego because of that, right? And so you have your self-respect is so big. That's what I get all the time, because that's what I do. I love my, I have mad boundaries.
But even then, it's like, do you really care? Because the people who are usually throwing those arrows are usually the ones who, when you look back at them, it's like, well, I don't want to be you. I sure as hell don't want to be you. You know, they're the ones that have the issue, not me. You know, and that's why I just don't care. And plus, I'm getting too damn old to care.
I say that all the time,
you know,
now.
I mean, seriously, I'm too damn old to worry, you know, if you got butt hurt. I'm sorry.
It's common. You know,
seriously. So that's why it says, what is your dignity worth? And does anyone have the right to tell you to turn the other cheek? And I say no. And again, I like what Miss Crazy said, because she said, you know, that's something that you have to think about yourself. Do you want to tell yourself, okay, turn the other cheek. Maybe this isn't a battle you want to do. You decide that, not anyone else. No one else has the right to tell you that you should turn the other cheek. No one else has the right to tell you to pick a battle. No one else has the right to tell you, well, maybe you shouldn't call that person. Maybe you shouldn't talk. No one has that right. Only you, because you're the one who is still dealing with it, not them.
Even when they're telling you to stop texting that situationship, they shouldn't say nothing.
You should stop texting.
Stop messaging him. You shut up. You let me do what I want to do. Hey, that's my dignity I'm playing with.
You know what? And in the end, the person who's doing the texting, you know, whatever, they're still the main ones that have to deal with it. It still comes back to that person. So even if you're in a relationship,
don't shame,
back and forth, whatever, the bottom line is it still comes back to that person. That person is still going to make the final decision on what they are going to do, no matter what you say. That person is going to be the one to do it.
That's right. And you know what? That's why I tell people, take it or leave it.
I have to laugh because Brina just said, I'm too damn old.
I know, because that's what I tell people. I used to give a lot of people a lot more time when I was younger. I did. You know what I mean? But I was also meaner. People think I'm mean now. They have no idea. I'm a lot more patient, lot more patient now than I ever used to be. And I realized that I'm tired of giving my time away.
But is it patience, or you've just a like, you know what, guys?
I've learned which battles to pick.
I don't care that way. You know, whatever. You know, so I don't know, because you know, when you're young, you know, you want to go. I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna go do this, and I'm gonna kick her butt, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna go tell my boss all this, and I quit, and all this other stuff. You know, I mean, that is fine. You know, but as you get older, you're like. And when people are like yelling at you and they're saying all this stuff, all you hear to me, and literally sometimes I am literally thinking this, you know how the Charlie Brown, how the adults always go, womp, 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 womp. That is literally when I'm talking to some people, that's what I hear. Womp, 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 womp.
You know, I used to say that all the time.
I mean, really, because it just starts to get funny. And that's when you just say, you know what? I am done. So it's like, I'm going to take my dignity. I'm going to say good night, or you guys have a good afternoon, and I'm walking out the door. But my dignity is coming with me. You will never be able to take my dignity from me, because I respect myself too much. Right. If that means that my ego is there, that's what you want to think. You can think whatever you want, because I don't care.
People always think that that's BS too. You know what's funny to me is when people try to call my bluff. Oh, you're bluffing. You won't. I will. I absolutely will. And then when I do, because you think you're funny calling my bluff, don't say nothing to me later, because I had a talk with somebody. I was like, listen, my cutoff game is strong, real strong. And the easiest way to stop talking to me is to keep doing shit that I said I don't like. You know what I mean? So like people really like to call people's bluff, but that's the problem. Every single thing comes back to self-respect or respect, period, respect. And that's why I say respect over loyalty, because loyalty encompasses respect, bro. I don't know how else to say that. So, like, that's just how I feel about it. That's why everybody thinks I'm such a, you know, a hard ass and whatever. Think what you want to think. You know what I'm saying? I've always told people, stick around long enough. You don't know me like that. I'm not a first impression type of person. And you can't get your first impression of me and like me. Most people don't like me after my the first impression of me. It usually takes a couple times, either for me or them. So, you know, so no, I can't imagine why so flowery and rainbowy and stuff, but
I don't know. You know, again, dignity, just, you know, I think most people have it. I think some people have it and don't know it. I think people mm-hmm. who allow other people to, the ones that don't know it are the ones that, you know, allow other people to trample over it or to dictate when they should have it and when they shouldn't.
They don't know the meaning of it too, though. They aren't, they don't understand its true definition. And it does have a definition. Some things have a very vague definition. It's actually really simple, but you could attach it to a lot of different things. Someone taking your dignity means that they've done something that you had to bow down for, right? That's really what people think. I had to bow down. I lost my dignity, but that's not really like, that's not really the extent of it. It's not exactly always a bad thing. Sometimes you're leaving with your dignity because you want it intact, not because you're weak, because you want to keep your dignity intact. What you mean? I'm out. This is not worth it to me. But that's also self-respect.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I worked at a company, and y'all have heard me talk about this company before. That was it was exhausting. It was exhausting to work there. In fact, Shailene and I were talking about this company the other day, and you know, we were just talking about just the different things that went on and what have you. And it was like, in some cases, there were people who wanted to take your dignity. They wanted to bring you down to size, you know, and, you know, I had a reputation of being this hard ass, this militant Black woman, you know, because I spoke up. You know, I was not going to let the powers that be tell me how I should do things when you're telling me something that is, you know, against my morals, against what I feel that I should do, when they're off doing the exact same thing, you know. So, dignity, I mean, it's just something that, my parents were just always, you know, just your dignity. And that even just goes back to when, we used to go on vacations when we were little. And I don't know if some of you all have heard about the Green Book, you know, but my mother, she was like, we're not doing that Green Book stuff. We're going to go to this hotel right here, and we're going to walk in, and we're going to check in, and they're going to give us a room. You know, and this was during times when, you know, we were supposed to know our place. But I learned what dignity was early on and what respect is. So to anyone who doesn't have it or has let other people trample on it, get it back. Get it back. Because to me, dignity is important. Official, welcome to Power Girl. And Mr. B, welcome. Ellie says, I'm working on myself because I get pissed off whenever someone insults me. I don't like to rage and argue violently, but I can't do it. It's inherently inside me. Ellie, let's see. And Brina says, Ellie, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting mad if someone insults you. You should be sticking up for yourself. Ellie, what Brina just said, yep. I mean, sorry. Mm-mm. And Mr. B says, backbone is important. Okay, so, crazy. There is another variable. Is there a difference between having a backbone and dignity?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but there again, it overlaps. But what is backbone, though? I mean, like, are you saying that you just you man, killing me here? Like, I guess I'd have to ask what he means by that, because someone walks away from something, does that mean they don't have a backbone? Are you putting that in the same category as, oh, well, you don't have a backbone, but you walked away from your dignity? Well, it's the same thing. A backbone means that you stand up for what you believe in, or make sure that you know, when you say something, you stand on that. Like I tell everybody all the time, my word means a lot to me, because if my word ain't shit, I ain't. And that's how I feel about that. But what do you, when don't you have a backbone? I mean, you always have the opportunity to go have one. So guess what? That, I guess that goes back to self-esteem. And do you feel like you are allowed to say it with your chest, you know, like, and mean it and stand up or whatever. So what is backbone? Like, what does that encompass? When don't you have one versus I'm just walking away because you're not worth my dignity? Not because I don't have a backbone or I think it's weak.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this in here because this is what Elliot, well, let me read what Mr. B says. Mr. B says, you don't have a backbone. People walk over you. I do agree with that. And Ellie says to Brina, I know, right, but I can't control my anger. I might exacerbate the situation. I think sometimes we need to ignore the people in insulting you. I'm sorry. I'm not one to put like this. I believe you can ignore people to a certain extent, but sometimes those people need to be put on notice. And if they continue to do it over and over, like if they insult you one time, maybe depending upon what it is, maybe you'll let it go. But if they keep doing it because they know you're not going to say anything, you need those people on notice.
And I guess,
is that where the backbone comes in, or does that where the dignity comes in?
The easiest way to stop talking to me is keep doing stuff I said I don't like. I've already told you, I've put you on notice. It's kind of like your job, everything else. It's all just like you can be put on notice at your job. You should be able to put people on notice. You can't just cut people out of your life. Listen, I got giant scissors. Okay. And if you want to keep on, it doesn't matter how strong the bond is. If respect is everything. And if you show me, like, I don't care what you say, but if I see how you're coming, see how you move, I'm gonna move out your way. And then we're gonna switch. That's it. Cause I'm not going to let somebody keep doing that. But also, on the other hand, you have to speak up. You have to, and that also encompasses backbone, right? It all comes back to self-respect, because you got to speak up, because you have to have the backbone to speak up. You have to be able to, you know, on all cases, to yourself, to the other people, or whatever it is. Like he says, what did he say? People will walk all over you. People will walk all over you if you don't have self-respect and boundaries. And so, dignity is a very small part of that.
So is what Mr. B says, your words and your actions need to match?
Absolutely. And if you can't do that, that's why people stop believing people. That's why you can't. That's why you can't believe 98% of what you hear. Because people can say anything, and they will, because that's what people do. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to, that's why everyone's like, well, you can't tell. No, because your actions are different than what you're telling me. I don't listen to half of what people say. I want to see if what you say is followed by the same thing as if you apologize. If you apologize and then do it again, why are you apologizing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Those are what I call repeat offenders.
Yeah, well, repeat offenders get snip, 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 snip.
You know, so, and then Brina says to Ellie, it's possible that a person or those people just want to do that for a reaction. Now, I do believe that there are people that do that, but some people that do that for a reaction, they end up getting butthurt. I mean, seriously, because, you know, you have people who take digs at you, and they think that they're going to get away with it. But then when you turn around and say something to them, because they open the door and what you said to them is really cutting, then they get butthurt. Then all of a sudden it's like the tears. Oh, well, I was just playing, or I didn't mean it. No, you knew exactly what you were saying. You got butt hurt. That is what your problem is. And I deal with people all the time that get butt hurt. And it's like, oh, I can't believe you said it. Why? You just said that to me.
That's what I was.
So you can say that to me, and everything's supposed to be cool. But then all of a sudden, when I come back with something just that I dig just a little bit deeper, you don't like it? You know, I'm like, there are some doors that people should just not open. And I used to work with this person. This is before I was married, before I had kids or a child. And this person, I have a saying where I say, everybody does not need to bring their family photos to work and put them on their desk. Now, y'all can take that however you want. But this particular person brought their family photos, put it on their desk, and then proceeded to consistently talk about other people's children. Oh, well, did you see that photo that someone said? And they brought that photo, whatever. And I'm looking at this photo on his desk, and I'm saying to myself, you've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Well, someone else basically must have heard what read my mind, because they went deep all up into his family photo. He got mad. He's pissed off. And I'm saying to myself, well, isn't that what you were doing to them? Now it comes back to you and you get butt hurt and you're pissed. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. The girl who said it, she picked up her dignity and self-respect and went back and sat down at her desk. So, you know, people say stuff, you get butt hurt. Maybe you shouldn't say it. Minnesota, thank you very much for the gift.
Oh, sorry. That tickled me to death. Cause you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. That's what I tell people all the time. Cause I was telling you that earlier, right? Like, you say something and then when you give it back to them, they're just like, oh, I'm like, wait a minute. Weren't you, why are you mad now? Because what you thought that what you said was going to make me be quiet and you're going to make me speechless or what? No, that's not how this plays. You're not going to come at me and expect me. I try to ignore things as long as possible until there's a time where I'm like, all right, all right, you asked for it. And you know what? I got time today. So let's do this. Let me set aside some energy real quick.
That's what I say. And Mr. B says, sometimes walking around is the best action. Backbone doesn't always mean fighting or saying something. Don't throw your pearls to swine. Sometimes those swine need to see my pearls, though, Mr. B. Sometimes they need to see them. You know, yeah. And then B says, rub the buns. Brina Breen says, I rarely put anything personal on my work desk. I don't want any conversation started. Brina, I'm telling you, sometimes just keep your personal life and your family. Don't put it on your desk. I'm telling you, because people say stuff, and I'm just like, seriously, you really want to go there with me? Because I have said some things to people where people are like, damn, you know, and then they're mad at me. Well, you shouldn't have said that to her. Well, no, she just said this to me. She just said this to me. Welcome, just a minute. You know, people, she said this to me, and I'm gonna say this. Now, y'all have heard me talk about my father. I loved him to death. I miss him every day. And when I was in high school, a particular girl who does not speak to me to this day, made a comment about my father. And my sister, when I was a freshman, my sister was a senior. And my sister happened to walk out just when this girl was saying this. And this girl was always talking about other people. Always, 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 always. Well, one day she said something about my father. And I looked at her. And my sister was going to say something. I said, I'm going to answer this. Because my sister was ready to, she was ready to throw down, fight, whatever. And I just said one sentence to her about her father. I'm not going to say what I said because it was really mean. It was really, really nasty. But what she said about my father was nasty. But I really got down deep into the weeds, cutting. I took the knives, the axes out, whatever. I said one sentence. Everyone was silent. She started crying. Reduced her to tears. I took my stuff, walked across the street, got on the bus, went home. My sister came in probably about a half hour later. We were talking about it. The phone rang later that evening. Her mother called my mother, and my mother listened. And she said, well, what did she say? And apparently it was repeated word for word. And my mother said, well, why did she say that? And whatever it was, her mother wanted to come over to our house and talk about this, which my mother allowed her to do. And she did not say what she said. She kind of glossed over it. And my sister's like, nope, mom, what she said was this. And she said, did you say that about my husband? And the girl's face turned red. She said, my daughter was justified in saying that about your father. Case closed.
Oof.
But see, for me, you open the door. If you open the door with me, I'm walking through. See? So be very careful about what you say. Because there are times, and we all have done it. There are times when you get ready to say something, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to back it up because I'm not going to say it because I don't want my door open. I'm not going to open up my door. So you need to be careful about what you say. So if you put it out there, if you're going to say something stupid, be prepared for someone to come back at you. Be prepared for someone to put you in your place. Because at the end of the day, I'm walking out with my dignity, my self-respect, and I'm not turning the other cheek.
Exactly. That right there. Be careful who you open the door. Because look, there's times when I can, like I said, I can walk past sometimes. But one time, there'll be a time where I'm, all right, okay, here we go. And that's the whole thing. That's what tickled me earlier is basically that's what happens all the time. I'm like, I verbally warn people. Don't do this. Like, stop talking to me. I'm trying to chill. I'm trying to be cool. Relax. And then it's like, all right. And I don't even have to yell at that point. It's just what I tell them. Oh, and now I'm the bad person. What? Like, what do you mean? Like, you asked for that. You literally asked for that. I told you to knock it off. Here we go. I didn't just come from left field. I actually gave you a warning before I came in and steamrolled you. So you cannot cry now. Don't do that.
Exactly. So I'm like, you go home and tell your mama all you want to, but
yeah.
My mother said, did you say that about my husband?
You know, so right?
I was like, but again, that's why I say, what is your dignity worth? What is it worth? You know, when do you turn the other cheek? When do you not turn the other cheek? And I'm gonna tell you, this girl went back to school, and probably about a month or two later, it's just she and her sister were two peas in a pod. And her sister was in the same grade as my sister, and the two of them would just talk about people. She went back to school about a month later, talking about somebody else, and somebody looked at her and said, do you need another lesson the way so-and-so gave you one? And she just shut up.
Perfect.
You know, it's like, when do you learn? When do you learn? But some people don't learn. They get butthurt over and over and over. Maybe they just like it. I don't know.
That's because nobody punches them in their mouth.
And that's what I say to Ellie, that you can let some things go, but sometimes you have to say something. You have to make a stand. You have to let people know. Absolutely. Are you really think you're gonna say that and get it away with me? Nope.
Absolutely. That right there, because you know what other people, not that you care about whatever the people think, but I'm gonna like, look. Now, when it happens to you, don't be surprised because you already know that's what the outcome's going to be. So why? You know what I mean? I have a meeting I got to go to right now, but I'm going to keep. I'll come back and listen when I'm done if you're still here. But I really appreciate your topic today. Great show. And hopefully see you soon.
That is fine. And Mr. B is now popping up. So, okay. Thank you, Bye. Crazy.
Bye.
Hey, B.
How's it going?
I was running my mouth and I didn't notice that you had said may you join, but you didn't send up an invite. So here you are. Oh. Welcome.
Yeah. The flow was going good, so I didn't want to start the flow. So respectfully. Yeah, talking about backbone, I got a story to tell y'all.
Okay, well, listen to your story.
And it's a juicy one.
Oh, it's juicy. Uh-oh, juicy, juicy fruit. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm not sure if you remember this, but we, Miss B and I, we are adopting three kids, right?
Yes, you did tell me that.
So in total, we have six kids, all right, at the house. Anyway, for 3 years, the mother has not said anything. Like, she hasn't wrote a letter, hasn't text, nothing, okay? So last Friday, Miss B got a letter from the court saying that she is going, she wants custody of the children, saying that we have permanent custody because the court gave us that. And she says she's going to try to close it, saying that we shouldn't have that because we're not blood related. And she didn't know, but she didn't know because she was working with a lady and the lady told her. So now Miss B has to go to court Friday over it. And CPS already told us that she already went through all the process of trying to get her kids in the past. You know, like all those things they do, like counseling and help her get housing, even help her get a cell phone, and, you know, help get food stamps, all that stuff. And it still failed. So 3 years of no show, no call, she expects us to say, oh, you're back. Here's your kids. Your kids. And we're like, no. So that's where you have, you know, respect for yourself and a backbone. Because if you don't, you could be like, you know what, you're right. You're blood related. You're the mother. We glad we had this wonderful opportunity. But here you go. You're back. No, you got to fight. And really, it's not having to fight because she hasn't been here for 3 years. She don't got a leg to stand on. And she still doesn't have a house right now. She's in a shelter. And I'm not making fun of people in a shelter. But if you're trying to get your children and you've been missing for years and years without saying anything, you know, that's not a good start. That's all I'm saying.
No, and you do have to, you know, you do have to have backbone, because if you don't have backbone for the little things, what's going to happen when it's something really big, really important, something that really matters to you? What's going to happen then? You know, I mean, are you just going to let people trample all over your dignity, you know, because, you know, and I've seen this happen to so many people. I've seen it happen to friends that I know. And you don't say anything. You're a third party. You're just on the outside looking in. You have no business to intervene, to put your two cents in. And but all you can really do is just shake your head. You know, what are you going to do if you cannot step up to something small? When something big really happens, what are you going to do? Right. Because like then that's when they're really going to come after you. That's when they're really going to have, you know, their blades out and what have you, because they know that more than likely you're not going to do anything. So therefore.
Right. And you said something small. It might be big to other people, but at the time it's smaller. When I had locks at one time, and I went to the barber shop because I wanted to cut a certain way. Anyway, he messed up my head. I mean, you know how long it takes to grow locks? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And I could just say, you know what, never mind. But no, I had to say something. But if you don't have dignity, you just let people mess you up. You know what I mean? You don't care how you look. Go ahead.
No, and you know, and that is true. And I'm going to ask this too. Does dignity come into place here? Like you just said, B, you go somewhere, they mess something up. You're like, oh, I'm just going to let it go. Or are you the person like, well, I paid for this. You messed this up. You did not do what I asked you to do. You know, either you fix it to where I like it or you give me my money back. And I have been many places with many people who they're like, oh, why don't you just let it go? It's only, you know, $3 or something like that. I'm like, yeah, how many $3 have they done this to other people too? Yeah. It may be $3 to you, but that $3 times, you know, 100 people, how much money are they making? Seriously?
Right.
No.
Time is money.
You have time is money. You know, and you do have to, I mean, yes, you can pick your battles and turn the other cheek, whatever, but for me, I put people on notice. And sometimes you may only do something to me one time, but I know that you have it in you either to do it to me a second time, or I know that you've done it to someone else. I'm going to put you on notice because you did it the first time to me.
Wow, right. I mean,
you know, so you know.
Right. To me, it just depends on what it is. Like if I go to a fast food joint, there's a fast food joint, and I don't get, you know, what I ordered, I'm like, you know what? It's a fast food joint.
I'm getting out of the car, and y'all may be laughing, thinking this is silly, whatever. I'm getting out of the car, and I am going in. I have done that to people that have treated me.
It was just cold fries, right? They said, hey, they you ordered, you know, I don't know, fries and a Coke and a hamburger or whatever, right? The hamburger is good, soda, you know, whatever. And them fries are cold. And you're home. You mean you're going to drive all the way back to the place and say, hey.
Well, I'm one of those people when I go, well, first of all, I have not been through a fast food place in years. I don't even eat fast food, but I was one of those people who would check my food before I drove off. I there was no surprises for me when I got home. I checked my food. If I'm supposed to have this, and you know, they're sitting up there waiting for me to drive off, and I'm like, I'm checking my food, and I checked to make sure that I had everything. I was like, oh, you all didn't put this in here, or up. Oh. And there have been times I've said my fries are cold. And I gave it back to them, you know, and they said, well, can you pull over there? I said, my fries are cold. So, you know, it's been years since I've been through to a fast food, but I, you know, no.
I'd be scared. No, I'm scared they might do something to them warm fries. These are warm, but I don't know. They might put their bare hands.
True. But then again, Lord knows what they're doing to it before they put it in the bag anyway. That's another reason why I don't go to fast food anymore. Lord knows what they're doing, you know, before you even get to put your order in. Lord knows where they've been scratching and digging. I mean, seriously.
That's why I pray before I eat, but I'll be nice to people. I tell my children, you be nice to the people who mess with your food.
Okay, and see, okay, and I then Brina says, they forgot to put the cheese on my curly fries last night, but I let it go because it's a grown woman. I felt silly, but I was mad. I'm like, okay, so then if you're going to let it go, do you have the right to be mad? I mean, if you're going to let something go, then do you have the right to be upset? I'm just asking a question. Okay, and then she says, I didn't feel like driving back. Brina, that's why you check your food before you drive off.
Man, I remember the last time I've been to this chicken place. I ain't gonna say his name. Starts with a K and a Y. But anyway, I haven't been there for years because last time I went over there, I ordered, I can't remember, 4 meals, right? Because that was Mrs. B and I was getting married. So I didn't have time to cook. But I said, come on, let's go here, grab some meat, and went back to change. And I saw none of us had French fries. The daggone chicken nuggets were super small. I said, okay, they got me. They're closed. Well, they're out of business. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been back since. I mean, that's what I do. Come back, get some bad service. Okay. Like, yep, you're out of business. Out of business.
Well, again, when it comes to food places, very rarely do I even eat out. Because I do have this thing about people messing with my food. Not so much do I think that they're going to like spin in it or something, but more of a hygiene thing. And fast food places, I don't mess with those at all. But anyway, everyone, that is my...
About, when you talking about not respect, but what's the word you keep on saying? Dignity.
Dignity.
Mm-hmm. Is dignity and respect, is that the same thing, or is it slightly different, or they just kind of go together?
It kind of goes together, and we were talking about that earlier. It kind of goes together. So, but anyway, that is my show, y'all. My hour is up. And since Brina was talking about she was listening to, had Motown in her head and listened to Motown, I am going to play a song that I had in my head all weekend. If I can find
Celebration.
It, I still have my playlist. No.
She'll play Celebration. Celebration.
Nope. This is, I'm going to play this because not only was it in my head all weekend from listening to last Thursday's show, but just, you know, what Crazy and I were talking about when we were talking about, you know what, I don't care, people, y'all can just do whatever you want to do because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm still going to walk away with my dignity, my self-respect. And that is Sail On by the Commodores. I'm going to play this because I do not have a new song for y'all. So y'all going to listen to what I was, one of the songs I was playing last Thursday.
I was thinking, you was almost thinking Bobby Brown. So
No. Well, true, but almost. No. But I don't have Bobby Brown in my in my playlist. So So B and Crazy, thank you for popping up here. And everyone else, thank you so much for coming. And here's Sail On by the Commodores. And I hope to see you tomorrow.
Sail on down the line, about half a mile or so, and don't really wanna know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Sail on. I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along. Sail on down the line, ain't it? Funny how the time can go on. Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. I gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy, and you gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away? I've thrown away the blues. Know I'm looking good time.